It is often in the smallest of exchanges that one's professionalism is tested. I recall an afternoon in the summer of 1925 when Miss Kenton came upon me in the corridor outside the morning room. She had that determined look upon her face, which invariably preceded some matter of household improvement. "Mr. Stevens, I must insist that the pantry window be opened during the afternoons. The air grows intolerably stale, and the maids have started to complain." "Miss Kenton, I am, of course, sympathetic to the comfort of the staff. Yet one must remember that open windows admit dust, which may find its way onto the silver awaiting polish. Surely a little dust is preferable to fainting girls. Are we to value candlesticks over human health?" It seemed to me imprudent to answer her rhetorical flourish directly. "I shall give the matter my fullest consideration." "Your fullest consideration, Mr. Stevens? Does that mean the window will remain shut?" At this point, I judged it best to redirect the conversation. "Might I inquire, Miss Kenton, whether the flower arrangements have been refreshed in the drawing room? Lord Darlington is most particular on that score." "You are impossible, Mr. Stevens. Simply impossible." With that, she turned smartly on her heel and departed down the corridor. I remained, my hands folded behind my back, reflecting on the exchange. It is true, I might have yielded on so trifling a point as a window, but experience has taught me that once exceptions are permitted to take root, they grow like ivy across the very stones of order. The duty of a butler is not only to serve, but to safeguard the house from the encroachment of laxity.